models. I'm just telling you a few sentences. They can go to the movie now. Could I use your mobile phone? ERA will complete the model in 2 days. Would you give me a ride to the nearest station? We must follow the safety rules. I spoke a few words and a few sentences. And you must have noticed that there are special words called can, could, will, would, and must. And they have got a special message to be conveyed to the listener. When we use can or could, we are talking about possibilities. Let me give you one more example. Sagar can come during these days. You can speak in English if you try. Both these sentences speak about the possibility. May not be true, may not be wrong, but at the same time there is a strong possibility. These expressions are used to express ability also. Just listen. Mr. Srivastava can teach you how to speak English. And similarly, somebody could swim well at the age of 10. This is related to the ability of the individual concerned. One can speak, one can teach, one can swim. Can and could is also used to seek permission. Could I talk to your brother Sagar? Could I have your magazine? And it is seeking permission. Will and would always make predictions. They insist and they state intention of the speaker. Look at these examples. I think Meena will be a great singer. This is a prediction about Meena. Parul will do her best to help you. It is just to suggest that she should. Chetan will wear her new shoes. And this is the intention of the individual. Dia said that she would operate on the patient, and this also shows a doctor's intention to do certain things. These models, as I said earlier, convey the mood of the speaker and intention of the speaker. They do not always refer to future time, but they refer to present as well as future. When we use the could, it means we are talking about the possibility and the intention in the past.